It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello. Hope you've had an awesome week. JT here, the wonderful Grant Lee is here as well as we get ready to talk movies. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Good afternoon, good morning, and how are you today?
Well, I suppose it depends where you are in the world, right?
Correct.
Just a good evening too, just to tick it all off.
Yeah. Oh, good evening. I'll say that as well. I just thought I'd say them all.
We do have some listeners in foreign countries. We have a lot of them in foreign countries.
We do. Yeah. Which is so good to think that they're listening to two Aussies talk. They must be thinking, wow, they've got a great accent.
I can only imagine that's what it is, because I can tell you now. There's not much else going for them.
Definitely not.
But it's great to have you on board. If you are wherever you are listening around the world,
yes.
And also to our listeners in Tamworth, Orange, and Wagga Wagga as well.
Yeah.
A big show, Mr. Lee, because Monday, about 10 o'clock our time, the 98th Academy Awards, the Oscars, got underway from Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. It was a massive night. And Mr. Lee, I think you and I were texting each other throughout the awards. The one word that we came up with was predictable.
Yes. Predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I found last year was really hard to predict. Some years in the gone by, they have been easy. But this year was probably the easiest of all. It was only two in the race. And, yeah.
Mm. Well, we did place our bets, and this is 12 months in the making, and every year Grant and I look forward to this time where we get to have some fun, and we get to, well, one of us comes out the winner, one of us comes out the loser, and we'll find out a bit later on, Mr. Lee, where this one has gone this year.
Yes.
Who will be holding the trophy up this year, and whether or not we'll be going for, will it be a dead rubber next year, or will it be... Yeah, will it be game on?
That'd be interesting. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Who can go the best from three? So we'll unpack the Oscars in our real news a bit later on. There is lots to talk about there. Got some new movies out this week. We're going to go around the world with our top five. Love where Mr. Lee's taking us this week as well. One of our favourite countries to bring the movies to you from as we take a look at our fives. And more great movies opening next week as well. In the meantime, let's start it by finding out what's out now.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So the first movie that opens today is Project Hail Mary. It's an action-adventure sci-fi starring Ryan Gosling. Do you like him as an actor?
I do like Ryan Gosling.
So do I. I think he's a good actor.
I'm a big fan of Ryan Reynolds. But Gosling goes all right. Yes.
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is brilliant. But I don't mind Ryan Gosling. I think he's a good person. You know, he looks like you could have a beer with quite easily. You know, just chit-chat. This one's all set in space, and this scientist, which happens to be Ryan Gosling's character, has to save the world because the sun is dying. And he meets a alien who I think must be a rock because, he looks a bit different from normal aliens that I've seen. So, I think it's going to be an interesting movie. It does go for 171 minutes.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? You'll definitely get your admission price on the ticket for that one. So,
Oh yeah, and intermission.
And no intermission. No, no,
no.
But it does sound great. It does sound great, though, Mr. Lee, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes. And we should have listened to it.
Let's do it.
The sun is dying. You are the only scientist who might know what this is.
I'm just a teacher at Grover Cleveland Middle.
You have a doctorate in molecular biology. I need you to come with us. This is Project Hail Mary. The sun is not the only star dying. Every star was infected by its neighbor, except one.
Why?
We don't know.
Which is why we built a ship to go there and find out.
It's 11.9 light years away.
The astronauts die in space.
It's
It's what you Americans would call a long shot.
Hail Mary. I get it.
Who on earth is going to sign up for this?
If we do nothing, everything on this planet will go extinct.
You'll find a solution.
You are my solution.
I put the not in astronaut. I've never done anything. I've never done a spacewalk. I can't even moonwalk.
I understand the stakes. I do. My place is in the classroom.
The world is counting on you.
This might be very hard for you to understand, but some people are not good at things.
You know who you are. You're gonna do great.
I conquered zero G in 5 hours. Yeah.
Object approaching.
Oh my God. So I met an alien.
He's kind of growing on me. At least he's not growing in me, you know, which was a concern for a little while.
Project Hail Mary, Ryan Gosling. Now that definitely ticks all the boxes there, Mr. Lee.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That soundtrack sounds incredible.
We need another movie where you save the world.
Yes,
we do. Need one.
Yeah.
And
we don't have enough of them, and I think Ryan Gosling will be the man that does it.
So good.
Let's hope.
We don't know how it's going to go. No. So that's Project Hail Mary. That is out today. Now, if you love a horror, and we will say with this one, Mr. Lee, it is a black comedy horror. So there's elements of laughter in this one.
Yeah, look, this is the follow-up to the 2019 Ready or Not, which stars Samara Weaving. She's Aussie, isn't she?
Yeah, Aussie.
I'm sure she's the Aussie. Yeah. Is she Hugo Weaving's niece or something, or daughter, niece?
No idea. Yeah. I think she's ex Home and Away. I did say Neighbours last week, but I think she's Home and Away.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Mm. Well, this follows up after her wedding night where she had to play that deadly game of hide and seek. Well, this now, she still is in the game, and her estranged sister, Faith, is at her side trying to survive 5 different families who are trying to chase her and to kill her. Or actually 4, not 5, sorry. I thought it was 5. But anyway, it is a very different movie. And there is a bit of comedy because, well, I actually watched the trailer and I didn't mind it. I went, yeah, this is not so bad. It doesn't look horror scare like jump scares or anything.
No. I'm not a huge fan of comedy horrors. When I watch a horror movie, I want it to be scary. I want jump scares. I don't want to be laughing. We had that Send Help movie a few weeks ago we spoke about with Rachel McAdams, and I thought that was one of the funniest the funniest horrors I've ever seen. Just so, too many comedy elements. I just wish they had said it was a comedy horror. But anyway, they haven't hidden it in this one. And if you've seen Ready or Not, well, you kind of know what you're in for.
Correct.
Let's have a listen.
The game will begin.
They're coming. Please God.
In 5, 4, 3, 2. Do you have any questions?
Can I have a cigarette?
The heads of the council families will try to kill you and your sister. Whoever does wins the high seat and controls everything.
Everything?
The world.
You're telling me you didn't know your fiancé was in a devil cult? Listen, if you don't do exactly what I say, we are going to die.
So it begins.
Oh, man.
Ready or Not 2, Here I Come.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Can I just say, I just felt like I was doing my acceptance speech because I got cut off.
Sorry, Mr. Lee. Well, you know, I mean, I was saying I was going to throw to the trailer and you kept chatting.
I was just going to say something.
Sorry.
Because did you see that at the Oscars? They did that a lot and people were still talking away. They turned the lights off on them and everything. It was,
Well, I wasn't sure how that felt until I did it. And you know what?
And now you know.
Bloody good. Oh, there we go. He's gone again.
Cool. Yeah. So what else is screening, JT? We're
going
to mix
it up. I'm going now. Okay. And why? How come you're thrown to me for this one? Okay.
Because
also screening.
I always do it.
This week is.
I thought you'd like it.
I reckon it's because this first movie you put in here, that's what it'd be. Is it Adu 3?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. Crime 101, Epic, which is Elvis Presley in concert, Hoppers. Now, this is advanced screening, so if you want to see it before it's released next week, Scream 7, still holding in there, Shelter, Sol Amigo, Song Sung Blue, Wuthering Heights, and The Bride. Is that all you've got this week, Miss Lee? Usually you've got about three pages full of movies, so good to see you coming back.
Normally.
Trying to save some paper, are you?
We are.
Check your local cinema website or box office for what is screening.
You did well.
I should probably play the next thing, shouldn't I? Hold on,
you did well. You did well.
Well, usually you're doing it, so I've got to...
Yeah, I did that.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
This is shocking today.
That was thrown in, people. That it was not meant to be. Rehearsals was not that, so...
Well,
I
don't
know. Did really well.
You flipped the script when we did the real thing, didn't you? Like, oh, you can do it. All right, well, anyway, we're going somewhere around the world, Miss Lee, in our top fives to see what's doing well at the box office. Where are we off to this week, please, good sir?
I'm going to send you off to Mexico.
Yes. I love it when you take us here. I really do. I do too.
My
favourite country. Yeah.
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 It is good. I love the food, the people,
the movies.
Yes.
All right. Well, while our mariachi band plays for us, thank you, boys. Let's do some movies. Number five is Send Help. Number four for Mexico is Zootopia 2. Number three is Fire and Ash, Avatar. Number two is The Testament of Anne Lee. Who's Anne Lee? Oh, okay.
Not my cousin.
That was so funny. hold on. No, I need to. There you go. The music's
thank
too
you.
Loud. Number one for Mexico. It's all happening. It's Hoppers. It's Hoppers.
You need another hand. Like, you need
it's too much going
three
on.
Hands.
Yeah, my God. Well, the mariachi band, they just keep going.
Yeah. Okay, let's do Australia. Number five for Australia is How to Make a Killing with Glenn Powell. Number four is Scream 7. Number three is Wuthering Heights. Reminders of Him is coming at number two. But number one for Australia. Goat for the first week, which is great news. Can I just say, this is very rare. I think I did say this last week too. Very rare they release a kids movie outside of school holidays or just before school holidays. So for Sony to release it and it becomes number one in Australia, great news.
Pretty good, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I was not expecting that this week.
No, I wasn't. I thought Reminders of Him would have been up there, so... Yeah.
Yeah. So that is your top fives, Mr. Lee. Are you ready to go to Hollywood?
I'm ready.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
Look, the first thing we must talk about and the only thing we need to talk about is Oscars.
No,
because
that
did happen.
Don't even need to.
Yeah, I do.
Now, can
I
we move on? What else do you got in the goss apart from Oscars?
Oscars. That's all we've got.
Up until today, I really wanted to talk Oscars, but I just don't feel like it today. I might go home.
Why do you feel like it? Why do you? Let's break everything down very, very quickly,
okay?
Yes, we do. Okay, so very quickly, actor in leading role, we both picked Michael B. Jordan, and of course, he won. Actress in leading role, Jessie Buckley, we both picked that. Animated feature, we both picked K-pop, and it won. Directing, One Battle After Another, Paul Thomas Anderson, we both got that. Best picture, and this was really up in the arms, like we didn't know. It was either that or Sinners. And Sinners could have come out, but it didn't. We both picked One Battle After Another. Music. So, it was definitely Sinners, which it had to be, hadn't it?
Yeah. Which we picked,
because it
right?
is.
Yeah.
Ah, we knew. We knew. And so, we both got 6 out of 6. And with the one that we did on the fly, which was the best supporting actor, JT, who'd you pick?
Well, I can't remember now. I mean, it was that long ago.
It was 1 week ago. Skarsgård you picked.
Oh, yeah, whatever that person was. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, I thought I would go for the underdog, you know?
Yeah.
Because that could have gone either way. There was talk about Sean Penn, but then, you know, I mean, yeah.
And I just want to ask, who won the best acting? Supporting acting.
Well, you've got all the answers over there, don't you? So
yeah, it was Sean Penn. And can I just say thank you. I just want to say my acceptance speech now to say, yes, I won this year's Oscar nom by one. Which is quite ironic because last year you won by one.
I did. But can we just like unpack this for the listeners, Mr. Lee, okay? So last week we had 6 awards, right?
Yes.
And obviously with this, there is some post-production that goes into the show. And anyway, Grant and I got to 6 and we had a deadlock, right? We had both picked the same awards and we did not know what each other's answers. We did not know that, okay?
No.
It was all secret.
We kept them secret, yep.
And so we got the 6 and then it was ridiculous. And so we then went to 7 and we went to 8. And we went to 9, went to about 10 awards before we got to the point where we were just like, nah. And then all of a sudden we had one where we broke the deadlock, which was best supporting actor. And yes, Mr. Lee.
It was that predictable. It was that predictable.
Well, please don't tell me that. I just, you know.
Even you researching, it still was.
Well, that wasn't supposed to be research. That was the whole point of that award. Was it supposed to be just pick on the spot? So, anyway. Yeah,
well, you got to research. If you don't research, you don't know. So.
I did research. I researched them all. Yeah. I can't help the fact we both picked the same answers for all 6.
Yeah, which is quite funny. Hey, I want to tell you a couple of little things. First thing, the whole Timothée Chalamet thing. He apparently walked out of the Oscars for about an hour when he got picked on by the host, Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
And then he ended up losing to Michael B. Jordan as well. Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, they had a nice little reunion on stage. As we all know, they were in Moulin Rouge. We had some other very special things that happened on the night. Anne Hathaway and Anna Wintour, they both came out, which is quite funny because everyone knows about The Devil Wears Prada 2 coming out at the end of next month. So that is apparently based a little bit on Anna. And the thing that I thought was the funniest thing of all night was their little thing at the beginning before they actually did the nominations. And I know Anne said to Anna, what do you think of my dress tonight? And all Anna did was put her sunglasses on and went, and the nominees are.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious. It was funny.
Good. That is pretty good.
It was. Yeah. But the best one of all was when Anne Hathaway said, oh, would you like to read the nominees to Anna Wintour? And Anna turns to Anne and says, thank you, Emily. Which is what she calls her in Devil Wears Prada, first one.
Yeah, right. That's cool.
And the crowd all lost they just lost it. They thought that was so good. And it was. I laughed. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it did so well. And even, you know, the bridesmaids gathering, you know, their reunion on stage, that was really good. And as I said before, the acceptance speeches, if they went a little bit too long, they just played them out, turned the lights off and got them off quick. One of the acceptance speeches, the shortest one in the history of the Oscars, it was actually Alfred Hitchcock that went up, and all he said was, thank you, and walked off. That is the shortest speech ever.
So he went on, he said thank you, and everyone went...
Yes. And then walked off. That was it.
That is a great speech.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, that's actually really... At least you don't forget to thank anyone.
I don't know. Like, imagine you win one Oscar. That's it. You're a one Oscar winner. And you blow it with just saying thank you and then walking off. If you won 9 Oscars, fair enough. You know, maybe there's one of the ones you could do it, but like, I don't know. You wouldn't. That's your fame. That's your minute, right? And you wouldn't want to lose it.
Mm. You'd never get it back again.
Some of the speeches are very long, though.
Oh, they are. Some of them can just go on and on. And you're just going, really? And that's why they just sign off now and start playing the music.
That's great.
The youngest person was 10 years old, and it was Tatum O'Neill. Can you believe that?
How long ago was that?
That was in the, I don't know. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
No?
Yeah, I should Google. Yeah. Do you remember The Slap? That was on the 94th Oscars.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I do remember. That was my favourite one. I could not believe that. I thought it was all made up. It appears so it was not.
I thought it was too. And can you believe after 22 years, Leonardo DiCaprio finally won his best actor Oscar for The Revenant. So it took him 22 years and a lot of Oscar noms.
I still cannot believe Titanic wasn't what did it for him. So that was Titanic didn't actually do that well, did it?
It won Best Picture and I think Best Director, but that's about all. Yeah. But then you look at Sinners, it was up for 16 nominations and only got 4 Oscars.
Yeah, true.
And it wasn't any of the major, major ones. It did get for music and it did get for Best Actor, but... That's pretty bad. You think 16 noms, the most nominated movie of all time, and it only got 4.
Yeah, that is crazy, isn't it? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, was the Oscars, and
that's my red carpet.
Okay, experience. Well, from Hollywood, let's head home.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Sorry to wrap you up, Mr. Lee, but it was going a little bit long.
I knew what you were doing.
I was going to play some music and just cut you off, but no, I wasn't going to be that, like the Oscars. I wasn't going to do that, right? So
yeah, you did. I know.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm excited about talking this. This is so exciting. Tamworth and Wagga are actually doing a mystery movie night. It's happening on Wednesday, March 25th. No one knows what the movie is. It is a unreleased movie that opens sometime between 2 weeks' time and a couple of months. So I actually don't even know what the movie is yet. I find out next week.
I'm excited. Nothing gets past you, Mr. Lee.
Well, that's true, but this one has. We get told, but it's so exciting. And if you want to see something that is not opened yet and it's not going to be open for a little while, this is your chance to come. We've never done this, Wagga and Orange, or Tamworth. We've not done this before. So it's exciting for Wagga and Tamworth to do something like this. So I'm so excited. Cannot wait.
There you go. Now, do you buy your tickets now or you got to wait?
Yeah, no. Buy your tickets now. They're on sale. And it's an exciting thing to go to the movies and not know what you're watching until it starts. It's
I think it's exciting. I do too.
I
hate if it was something I didn't want to see, you know what I mean? Like, if it was a snoozer, you know. I mean, I get a good sleep, but no. There are some great movies coming out. I'm hoping it'd be like a Devil Wears Prada or something like that, or, you know, not that I want to see that, but like, you know, you want one of those.
I do. I want to see the second one. I love the first one. I thought it was great. So anyway, tickets are on sale now for the mystery movie night that is happening Wednesday, March 25, 7:30, Tamworth and Wagga. Also on March 29, we've got Athelio. We're also in All Sights. we have got a ladies' movie night happening for The Devil Wears Prada 2. All tickets receive a goodie bag. And I have to say, the goodie bag, I have been told, it's nearly valued at $100, if not $100.
You're kidding.
No. So it's very good goodie bag.
You've gone over budget this month, haven't you? Like,
yes. Yeah. Yep. So that's on April 29. So very exciting.
Do now, I get one? You got one for me? Or one of these goodie bags?
Yeah, I'll send you one.
Oh, here we go.
It'll be in the mail. I'll
send you one. Gets lost.
Tonight, Orange has got the Duranda R2, the Bollywood movie, happening. And then tomorrow night, Wagga and Tamworth are doing that Bollywood movie, which will be very exciting. So looking forward to that. Now, opening next week, we're just going to fly through these
very
quickly.
Yeah, we're running really
over, aren't we? Yeah, we are. We're over. The Magic Faraway Tree, which I know a lot of people have read that book as well. And the one that I'm excited for is I Swear, which is the young person at 15 is diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. Now, the Robert Amalio, he actually won the BAFTA for Best Actor for this one, and it is very inspiring, this movie. So looking forward to that, and that opens next week.
And Othello as well in there as well, which Miss Lee spoke. I'll tell you now, if I go along with that mystery night and you put Othello on the big screen, I can tell you now I'd be very happy, Mr. Lee. I'll tell you, you know.
Well, I don't know what it is, so I can't
tell you. As if you don't know. All right. Well, you know what, though? Before we go, because I'm reading, we've got to get out of here. But before we do, Oscars, I did lose, and you did say on the podcast that you got to punish me somehow. Well, that sounds pretty bad. But, like,
know how last year you told me that I had to watch Cocktail because I do not like Tom Cruise, and I actually didn't mind the movie after that. So, yeah. Well, your thing that you have to do is you have to watch a Minions movie because I know how much you hate the Minions. So next week, I want a little rundown of the Minions. You can pick any Minions movie.
You're not going to.
I don't care.
Surely. No, you're not.
That's it.
No, surely not. Oh, my God.
Don't call me Shirley. But yes, yeah. That's what your goal is, to watch a Minions movie.
All right, which one? Which one do you want to watch?
Anyone. I don't care. Anyone.
Okay. And it
has to be Minions. Like, it just has to be all Minions. It can't be with Gru and all that. So it's got to be a Minions movie.
Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Now you know how I felt last year.
I might watch it on the toilet so I can have the shits.
I'd put it on with your kids and then they'll tell you what happened.
Yes. You're a good man, Mr. Lee. You're a good man. Okay.
I didn't say that, did I? No.
Are we getting out of here? Before we do, let's replay. We're speaking of the Oscars. Let's replay the you talking too long moment, right? So.
Okay. Well, righto. All I can say is thank you so much for listening.
Is that how it was?
That's how it was. Yes.
It was a bit annoying, wasn't it? Yeah.
It is. If I could touch those buttons. Yeah.
Okay. We're back tomorrow. Our Flickster doing reminders of him. Don't miss it.
Yes.
Same time tomorrow right here on Talkin' Flicks. Have a great afternoon.
Bye. Great day.
Bye.
Want more Talkin' Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.